Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Allah's name, merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer.
the most gracious, master of the day of judgment, which we now live. Thee alone do we worship, thine aid we seek. Please show us the straight way. We have those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, not those who go astray. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the message of concern. This is July the 17th. No, I'm sorry, July the 4th, the 24th. Wow. July the 24th, 2022. And it is Sunday night, Sunday afternoon. And at this particular time, as well as Tuesday night, it's the Sisters Night with the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. Focus number one is the message of concern, the serious message of concern. And it's sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, and it's guided by Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad out of L.A. And I just happen to be one of the hosts, Daya Anan Shabazz Akbar. We have another one, Brother Abdullah Rasul Akbar, my husband out of Decatur, Georgia. We also have Sister Quran and Brother Suja Muhammad of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have Brother Columbus from, Brother A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And excuse me, I may be stumbling a little bit, but I've been busy all day. Rushing. If I had somebody to fill in for me, and if I didn't feel guilty or bad about it, I would have asked someone to. But today has been full for me. As a matter of fact, the whole weekend has, due to a lot of things that I'm into. And but anyway, I do have articles from the Muslim Journal that I would like to read, and I don't know who else has this article. But it's pertaining to business as well as to children. And this is the latest Muslim Journal. And it's the 18th, June the 18th through June the 24th, 2022. And it's talking about the graduations that we had for the children. Sister Clara Muhammad School in Atlanta, Georgia, and they had the seniors, of course, and then they had the first graders. Well, the what should I say, first graders? Well, they're coming from kindergarten into first grade, if I'm not mistaken. Let me shine some light on this subject. Yes. Okay, gotta have my glasses. Okay, and the principal of that school. Is Principal Khalil Ali, the resident Imam Suleiman Hamed, yeah, the Atlanta Masjid. And we have the 12th graders. We have three males and three females. And we have the 8th graders, and we have mostly males. We have 7 males, and we have kindergarten graduation. Yeah, we have kindergarten. So they're all fine looking young students, and the master there has really been dedicated to assisting these children, most of the time when the graduates leave from here, especially the 12th graders, they're given a lot of scholarships, and sometimes they're full four-year studies is given to them by scholarships, and they put applications in for the most prominent schools, and they're after them. They're really after them. And I have to say that also they they keep their morals, these morals, most of them do, and they go into programs or studies like attorneys, you know, like law, you know, and they have succeeded. We have one student down here, Imam Pleman's daughter, who is in a, she's a judge, and we've had him to go to Boston, Massachusetts, to study, who is very, I forget her position now, but she's in one of those higher ups, I think something in psychology, okay, but, yep, that's there. They're very, very, determined to come out on top, and they have a lot of good teachers there as well. A lot of good teachers over there. So we have a Clara Muhammad Elementary School, sort of kind, and then we have a W.D. Muhammad High School, and all of them are successful that go to their school. I can't think of one senior who's graduated from W.D. Muhammad's High School that has not been successful in the field that they chose for themselves, which has been needed areas that they have graduated in and got diplomas in and degrees in, even in health and in teaching, you know, in education, and in education like psychology and like even like math, you know, and science. Yeah, they too. I can't say that it's the stem cell sciences, which is S is for science, and T is for technology, E is for I say economics and engineering, and M is for math. But they cover all those, even though they're not under the title of STEM, the STEM school, but they cover all of those, and they cover them extensively, real deep, real deep. So, and they also learn about Dawah, because my husband had been one chosen to go there and teach them on call, PRN, you know, PRN, and he teaches them on street Dawah. So, and that's a blessing, too. And all the teachers are qualified, and then we have some teachers, aides as well, who's learning to become qualified. So they're not just there just to be there and for a show. They want to do something, you know. They want to see those children be successful. I wanted to, I'm going to turn this off right here. Starting out kind of late trying to take care of some homework. Homework, then I don't want to burn the food. Okay, so that's all. There was something I wanted to read in here about how the psychological effect of the image has on the minds of the world's children. And when I first started saying that, I used to also include the parents, you know, and the mothers, you know, mainly, you know, the mothers mainly. And I wouldn't leave out the fathers either, because they, you know, they have little side effects, too, of that when they don't see their children being brought up in the school, so they learn their own culture, they learn their own religion, where they learn sciences and, you know, and the necessities, you know, and have the necessary people teaching them their own kind, teaching them. When I say own kind, I mean people think with the same mind, got the same mindset, you know, regardless to race, creed, or color. It's just, you never even know nowadays, a lot of times, who's who, you know, where the origin is, because all of us most of the time are mixed up with some or the other, but inshallah, we're still human beings. All of us are human beings. And I wanted to, I got a, something here that I wanted to read about the mothers to start off with and the parents mostly. And it says, hidden in plain sight, abandonment and the devastating effects on women, children, and the community. Meet Muslim Journal's new columnist, Kalima Overton Imeen. Now, this is in this issue of the Muslim Journal, which I stated before. It's on page 8, and it's issue June 18 through 24. Okay. Now I'd like to read that. And if anybody at any time has any questions or has anything to, if they have anything to contribute, please participate and just push a 1 on your phone receiver, and I will open your mic and bring you into the queue. And you can voice your concern or give your input, or you can participate. Okay. Now, or if you have anything that you would like to bring forth, you know, not necessarily on what I may read, you know, that included, yes, but your own as well, you know, bring something to the table too, like I said, whatever it is that you would like us to share with us. Okay, I'll read. I did read the heading already, the title, Hidden in Plain Sight, Abandonment and the Devastating Effects on Women, Children, and the Community. And I told you who to meet, the sister, the new columnist, who is Sister Kalima Overton, I mean. Okay. And it says, Muslim Journal notice, we welcome to Muslim Journal as its newest columnist, Arthur Kalima Overton, I mean. Sister Kalima developed a love of reading and writing poetry as a child. She read everything she could get her hands on, from National Geographic magazines to her mother's Harlequin novels. Okay. Always writing poetry and short stories for fun. She went on to college, majoring in English literature, bringing her love of Shakespeare, with her, and was happy that her college offered Shakespeare as part of her program. But it was in college that she was exposed to black female writers who became her favorites, like Nikki Giovanni, Sonia Sanchez, Bell Hooks, and Jo California Cooper. She was able to dive deep into African history while in college and was introduced to Islam through her older brother. Kalima converted to Islam in the early 1990s, just before graduating college. It's at that time that she began to focus her writing on the rights of women, with the understanding that the true practice of Islam liberates women and protects them from oppression and objectification. Although she has had a successful 30-year career writing as a federal grants and policy analyst, Hidden in Plain Sight is her first publication. Her soon-to-be-released book under this title, she explains, was a labor of love and healing. Kalima wanted to devote this work to educating her sisters of all faiths who have suffered oppression through the weaponization of abandonment. She hopes to call attention to the use of abandonment as a weapon and its effects on the family and the community, and to provide steps to education, protect, and heal those affected by this form of psychological abuse. Sister Kalima was born and raised in Elizabeth City, New York. Okay. She received her Bachelor of Science degree in English Literature at Elizabeth City State University and studied urban planning and public policy at Norfolk State University, graduating Okay, here I go. Okay. She's from a Virginia school. Art. Graduation school. Excuse me for 1 second now. I don't want to be... Public Policy at Norfolk State University Graduate School. She began her career as a grant specialist in the university sector. Later, she entered the federal government, where she served in the roles of grant specialist, contracting officer, and finally a policy analyst, specializing in the areas of disaster relief, emergency response, and public health programs. Kalima retired in August 2021 after 21 years of federal service. Okay. She is currently serving as a senior specialist and subject matter expert for an international disaster relief consulting firm, advising states and local governments on disaster preparedness and response in the post-COVID environment. During her career, she was honored to present at the White House Initiative on capital H, capital B, capital C, capital U's, okay, in Washington, D.C., and at Congressman Allard's annual conference in Los Angeles, California. Okay, now that's Congressman Allard's annual conference in Los Angeles, California. She co-hosted an international environmental conference whose memorabilia made it into the National Museum of African American History in Washington, D.C. One of her proudest accomplishments was hosting the Community Empowerment Summit in conjunction with the W.D. Muhammad Islamic Center of Chesapeake. This summit empowered young adults to take leadership in the community. Kalima has received a host of certificates, honors, and awards, including a Federal Citation for Outstanding Individual Award, Federal Citation for Outstanding Group Performance for Pediatric Mental Health. One of my pet peeves. Okay, Federal Administrators Commendation for Outstanding Performance. The U.S. Department of Commerce Bronze Medal Award for Superior Federal Service, Excellence in Procurement and Contracts Award, and a nomination for Outstanding Performance for Emergency Support Cadre at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, just to name a few. Kalima has been an avid volunteer in multiple communities over the last 30 years. Her career allowed her to live in several states, and upon arrival in each state, one of her very first tasks after getting settled was always to find a place to volunteer in the community. Alhamdulillah. In her spare time, she enjoys co-hosting an interfaith radio show and is co-owner of an Afrocentric clothing and bookstore. All right. This is her contact. Kalima can be reached via email, hiddeninplainsight2022@gmail.com. Hidden is a capital H, small, lowercase, capital H, lowercase IDDEN, capital I, lowercase N, capital L, lowercase PLAIN, capital S, lowercase IGHT, 2022@gmail.com. And if you'd like to get it again, you just don't happen not to have the paper, you call me 404-452-3312, and I'll give you that contact again, number and email again. it would behoove us to contact her and stay in close contact with her and keep up on what's going on with her. Okay. And I'm still working on trying to get in contact with someone in reference to the writing out and printing out the capital letters that spell STEM when you advertise it or in the Muslim journal or whatever literature we might have. Okay? Now, let me see if there's anyone who has something to say or not have something to say that pertaining to the article, but it just about children, about the children and the COVID, up-to-date COVID, and I do have information on my, what do I do with that? Okay, information on the update on the COVID with the children. Help me, Sister Sharifa. Sister Sharifa. Oh, my goodness. Sister Sharifa is not even on today. Wow. Wow. Okay. I'll just find. Anybody, have anybody any news on the latest of the COVID virus pertaining to the children? Anybody? Okay, here's someone's hand right here. We pray that they're answering, have some input on that, what I just asked, or anything else pertaining to the children, psychological effect. I'm going to open your mic. And I think I know who it is, but I'm not for sure, so I'll just say, here you go, 312. Last four numbers, 5264. This is Lala.
As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, Sharifa, you got your number today and not Brother Muhammad's number. Okay.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
I was trying to comment before you asked the question, so I wasn't calling in to answer the question. I was calling in to comment on the article you read.
Okay.
You said the sister's first name was Kalima. What is her last name?
Her name is Overton. Kalima Overton, I mean. Looks like two last names. Overton, I mean.
Oh, okay. It was very impressive. Allahu Akbar. Allah has really blessed her with a lot of talent.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
And I'm sure which the other literature reads about her is that she's a great help in those areas that she mentioned. So I'm sure she'll be very instrumental and successful in projecting what she has and using what she has to benefit the communities.
Yes. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the best of you are the ones that contribute. Right, right.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to getting that issue. We haven't received it yet. But
right.
Thank you for reading. And
yes,
I'll read it again when you get it. Okay.
Okay. They're behind a little bit with these papers, but inshallah, we'll... Did you want to get her contact number, or you wait till you get your paper?
Oh, I'll wait until I get the paper. Inshallah,
okay.
Hopefully we'll get it this week or sometime soon. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay.
Okay. So thank you.
Thank you so much. But I'm sure you'll come back with something else that you might want to share with us a little bit later, or Brother Muhammad will one. we have some.
Okay,
sister. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
We'll keep listening. Wow.
Huh?
Assalamu.
Okay. I'm going to read this about the children here, too, from Education and Islamic School System. that Honorable Sister Clara Muhammad is under that little excerpt that she has here. And this is especially for children and young adults. Father as leader. Provider, this is by Sister Amarula Umarani, MSW contributing writer for years. Yes, she's been in here. Okay, and she writes really good articles. She still looks the same, too. Okay, I'll read it now. It says, Father as leader, provider and protector. This is consistently heard when one talks about the role of the father. Not to discount these important responsibilities, but what about leader? Good leadership is one of the great and needed roles in the family and society. A father leader has ideas and information to qualify himself and to share with the followers. He models behavior even more than telling our lecturing. A good leader inspires more than he criticizes. He shows what the family values by what he spends time and attention on. A good father teaches the children the way to treat his wife and mother of his children, if a different woman, with love and respect, and how to assist her and the family. To be a change is a great responsibility and cannot be totally successful without the cooperation of those he is responsible to lead. Leadership demands respectful behavior from the followers and is better for all when respect comes from a genuine place. Alhamdulillah, I mean, where they don't simply pretend because of negative consequences. Seeing a family that genuinely respects its head is beautiful to witness and even more beautiful to be a part of. Thanks to Allah for all of the fathers who take their roles seriously and for individuals and institutions of society that support them. This Sister Murani can be reached via email at whole.solutions@gmail.com. All lowercase. There's whole, the word whole, W-H-O-L-E, solutions@gmail.com. Okay, that was good recognition. I'm sure the brothers can appreciate that because I know all of our brothers are leaders, and I know they're going to do a good job. And if they haven't been doing a good job, then they're going to start doing good jobs. We can count on that. I hold them high in self-esteem. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now, what else? Anybody else have any comment on anything? Okay, well then, Okay, here we go. We have several articles here, and I have picked them out. Okay, I don't know who this is right here, but I'm going to respect the guest first and read this afterwards. I'm going to open your mic, and please state your name and where you're calling from. Area code 909, last four digits, 5630.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Calling from Los Angeles. This is Brother Rashad. Brother Rashad Khalil.
Brother Rashad, you have numbers. You have different numbers.
Listen, I was looking on the news, and they were saying that they were getting ready to have vaccinations, I think, for children as young as 5 and under or something like that.
Under 5.
Under.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, has that been a problem with children that young having the virus and spreading it around? I mean, I was thinking that was pretty young.
Yeah, it is pretty young. And I don't think they're going to do that. To tell the truth about my feeling and within me, I just don't feel that they're going to try nothing like that, because they're going to be in big trouble if they do, you know, because in the first place, if you don't take the children around people that you may think may spread this virus to them, you know, to them, and they even got a little mask and all that kind of stuff, but if they're not going to school and all that kind of thing, then why bother them? You know, they're in their homes. Their parents, if the real parents, are not going to let them be getting out playing with others. You know, and it's supposed to be coming another strand of this thing coming winter.
My question is are they trying to make this a mandatory?
No. They're just throwing it out there. Okay.
Well, you know, it appears that this thing is more of a kind of like a seasonal flu, you know, that comes around after Thanksgiving, you know, every year, you know, the flu comes around. That's the way it appears to me, you know.
Yeah, well, the flu is one of the symptoms of COVID, but they've decided now, and it's not through the nasal anymore. You know, they say if you Dr. Sebi had, when we boil the lemon peeling, you know, and sniff it, you know, a few times, you steam it, you know, and you sniff in the steam, and it will go past the throat, and it would loosen up, you know, the mucus and all that, because it would hover in the throat at that particular time. But now they're saying it goes directly to the lungs, and this is the different strains they have. It's 4 and 5 or something like that. It's going directly to the lungs. So pneumonia is one of the contributing factors toward this COVID now. You know, sister to the COVID, like tuberculosis, like pneumonia is also sister to tuberculosis, and all of them play the part because it's the lungs involved.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
so
definitely want to protect your lungs for sure.
Right.
Without a doubt.
Keep that mucus out.
You know, but keep the mucus out. Now it seems that with Anthony Fauci and also President Biden having both been vaccinated plus had 2 boosters, you know. Now, I've been vaccinated twice, and I had 1 booster, but they both had 2 vaccinations plus 2 boosters, and they both came down with it, but it says that, you know, they're saying it would have been more severe probably if they had not had the vaccinations, you know, so.
That's
just wonder how much protection are the vaccines, you know?
Well, they say I have to say, they say, because to me, it really has not been proven that the vaccines or the vaccination is going to prevent anything. As a matter of fact, the percentage, I have to look back and forth, but the percentage of people who take the vaccine, they still get the virus, and they still die.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's no proof right there. It's no concrete proof that the vaccine does anything. It may build up the immune system, you know, for some people. They'll say that if you have other ailments like illnesses like high blood pressure or diabetes and heart disease, you know, something like that, endocarditis, any of those things like that, then you are you should take it, you know, the injection. And then some other people say that it's not good to take the injection if you have those type of ailments or diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So see, you between a rock and a hard place. So it's just what to do. But we just have to use our own good common sense and be able to connect, read up on it, stay in touch, stay aware of the knowledge that's being put out there for you, and do your research yourself, check it yourself, get a biology book, get a anatomy and physiology book, the body and its functions, and anatomy and physiology, and those books, you just get them and start reading them, even if you don't know, I don't know about no biology, I don't know about no anatomy and physiology, I don't know about no quantum physics and all that kind of stuff. It's what they be saying, But still, it doesn't hurt to pick up a book with that subject or that title and look into it and read it for yourself. Now, we can go by a lot of hearsay, she say, come up with some connections and put them together and think of something, which is to you may be a clarification, but it may not be the history and it may not be the beginning of it. Could just be the start of something new they're trying to come up with, but still we have to be wise about these things and just do some studies, pick up a book while still looking at TV, pick up a book pertaining to it, and on these little cell phones you can go to any title or topic you want to and it shouldn't be a problem. TV. Huh?
I remember when it first came out, some people were saying it was a hoax and, didn't believe it to be real, saying that it was really a economic ploy to shut the businesses down and all kinds of things. So I was talking to one of the, imams about it here in L.A. He returned to Allah, Imam Ayman. He was saying that, it is real because that was a lot. He was getting calls from all over the country, and that was believers not only getting sick but returning to Allah as a result of this virus,
That's
so
right.
He was saying, yes. He said, no, it ain't no hoax. It's definitely real, people were returning. He said, there's a lot of denizens of, of believers, due to COVID, So it's definitely real. Now, the thing is that when it mutates, it mutates for, one reason or another, it's trying to survive. And so it mutate into another form in order to escape the inoculations, that has been developed for one form of it, so it mutates in another form to try and survive. But these mutations now they're talking about, the ones that Biden has and others, they call it A5 or something like that, 5A or something like that. It's supposed to actually be easily spread. It's supposed to be easily spread, and I don't know about the severity of it. I guess it depends on, you know, the individual's health, you know, and the state of their immune system. But they're supposed to be easily spread. So I think that, you know, we as Muslims, of course, we, you know, do what we can, like you said, research and read and put our faith in Allah and move forward because we have to, you know, live our lives, you know. But we are told, you know, according to the Prophet, peace be upon him, if there's an epidemic, we don't go to where the epidemic is, nor do we leave, you know, wherever it is and go to another place. And if a believer happens to die as a result of an epidemic, then it is recorded as a death of a shaheed, you know.
Okay.
So that's the way, you know, that Islamically, you know, we can look at it. But it seems like this thing, in one form or another, it's just going to be around. It's going to be around with us. We're just going to have to do our best to try and, you know, strengthen our bodies, strengthen our immune system, and like you said, read up on it and do our best to, you know, live our lives as intelligently as possible. You know, I don't like wearing masks. You know, I don't wear them unless it's mandatory, unless they say, you know, you can't enter without a mask, you know, if we go back to those days, you know. But if I don't have to wear one, you know, I don't really put on one, you know. I don't like walking around with a mask, you know, and if I don't have to have one, you know, I don't wear one. But we just have to try and live our lives as intelligently as possible, eat as healthy as possible, and, you know, just put our faith in Allah and continue on, you know.
That's factual, man. Mm-hmm. Yes, I see some. Thanks for your input, but stick around. Oh, so we're gonna come back to you.
Okay.
When you look up something else, you have your cell phone, right? When you look up something else and let us in on what you got, because I got my cell phone out and I'm pulling up too and looking at everything pertaining to children. Inshallah. I'm gonna let. Okay, this looks like Sister Quran. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran.
Alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. I just want to say just give some little questions, add on some of the questions that the brother said, answer some of the questions that he had said about what we should do. And I was thinking, I said, now it's time for us to, take that, like that olive oil or cod liver oil. I said, that helps protects your lungs. And also, you know, the apple cider vinegar, and that's dealing with helping that blood to run flow clean, and also honey. Because, you know, no bacteria can live in honey. I said, I'm glad he said that, because I said, now I'm going to start calling my children. Because we used to do that all the time, especially when we used to do a lot of driving. And now I said, I think it's back time for us to start, you know, doing that again. I said, alhamdulillah, I'm going to start letting them know. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Sister Quran. You're absolutely right. We just have to, and when it all boils down, what I'm thinking is, the half has never been told, the real, 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 getting down to the real, real nitty-gritty. They're hiding, still hiding something. Because I know they had said when it first came up, this virus, about what, but it's been 3 years, almost 4 years now, they had said that it comes like every 25 years or so. Well, it's been around for, it's been around about three times before this one that we heard of. This present one, I put it that way, because it's still in existence. It's been in existence for 3 years now, almost 4 years, right? Because it's not going anywhere.
Right. But I want to say one thing, Sister Daya. Go ahead, Sister. But I want to say one thing when you finish.
No, you go ahead. I don't want you to forget what you're going to say. Go ahead, Sister Quran.
I almost forgot.
Oh, God. My words travel that far, that fast. Okay. Well, then, there was, I think it was Brother Rashad, were you trying to say something?
No.
I got it now. Please, I got it now.
Carry on.
Okay, what happened, what it is that I was beating up on smallpox. Only two places hold smallpox. You know, hold that virus. I know Europe got it, and I'm not sure, but I think the United States, too, they hold that. They're the only one that holds the that virus, smallpox. And what it is that virus, that smallpox, the first stage of the smallpox, that's what's going on right now with this virus right here. I said, it's the same thing. It's basically the same thing. All you have to do is keep your immune, build up your immune system, and then and stay away from the sugar and those glue products, corn syrup, all that stuff that's in ice cream. You can't eat that. That stuff makes you sick. You have to stay away from that. You have to start reading what you what you buy. And basically, right now we have to start growing. And that's what they're doing. See, I think it's almost like a game too, because what it is that their children still going to school, but ours not going to school like that. They taking out reading, science, social studies. That means you ain't gonna even know who you are. History and science. That means that you ain't gonna never know how to grow food and what a bumblebee do and all that kind of stuff. And the sun and the moon and the stars. So that means that it's time for us to not only that, but to teach our own children, open our own school. Because
it's
that's exactly
that.
What they're doing.
It can never be agreed upon from the Board of Education that they take those things out, like science and all that. I mean, little things like music, something like that, gym or something like that, yeah, but not no science.
Yeah, they took science out, and I know down here they take the science out, so how are you going to survive if you don't know how to plant your own food, you know? So... That's what they and reading, writing, and arithmetic. They don't do much arithmetic, and then you don't bring no homework home.
And now
we
have another problem, another virus that you talk about. You mentioned smallpox. Now they're talking about monkeypox, and they're saying that according to what I've heard that it's out of the bottle now. It's saying that the reports are coming in gradually, where you have it, so many cases in New York, so many cases in California and other places, but it's the virus is out there now. It's spreading and people are spreading it, so that's another thing. But they're saying mostly, it's among people, that are out there, living an immoral kind of lifestyle, involving, same sex and all that kind of stuff, But if you ever just touch a person with it, you can get it, yourself, I don't know whether about spreading it, through the air or whatever, but they said it's out of the bottle. The genie is out of the bottle, and people it's spreading out there, and we're just gonna hear about these cases pretty soon, multiplying. So that's another area, but I think as poor believers, and, in our lifestyle, all we have to do is just, keep living the small lifestyle that we're living. But, that monkeypox, that's another thing that's out there.
Well, but it's all in the food. It's in that food, too. And it's in the pork, it's in the alcohol, and it's all in that food. You should never eat out of those dollar stores, general dollar stores and all that. You could buy their little other little material things, but all that food is old food. You shouldn't eat out of, and then that sugar. The sugar is not the same. That's not even sugar no more. I don't know what that is, but it's not sugar. It's not sugar cane. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
I just wanted to know if I was still there. You're there.
Yeah, you're still here, Karan. Go ahead. Talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I basically was saying, that is in the food, and then it's in that alcohol and that pork. But the first thing they shut down was the pork. But it's still always a scheme. It's another way also they could stone. They could also, what they do is that they put you in mental slavery. That's how they get you, through that mental slavery. I said that all the time. I can't say how the big old bucks, and he's a little bitty white man, to be almost 10 of them, and they runs when they bow down, you know. I mean, that's what they was showing, you know. And that's because they had control of the mind. Because if you don't read, that means that you don't have no knowledge. That's one thing I know that knowledge. We should seek knowledge from the grave. We should always seek knowledge. I talked about other races. What they be doing, you know, what their philosophy on some things, although it might be good. But then you think about all the bad things they're doing. You know, if you're talking to children, when you tell children that, they don't see that. They see that bad avenue that they went through too. But you give them all that praise. But I just want to say one thing that the Jewish says, that their life is education and knowledge. That's all they do. That's one of the things that they do is, like, religiously, it's education and seek knowledge, alhamdulillah. And I said, well, alhamdulillah, because that's what Muslims are supposed to do, too, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, alhamdulillah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, as I read the paper and listen to some of the Islamic programs, you know, we have some very, very wise and knowledgeable and educated brothers and sisters, you know, in our community. PhDs and, you know, people that are politically involved and, you know, scholars of the religion. I mean, very educated, very, very well educated individuals, you know. So, and you know, doctors, nutritionists. So, you know, we should be able to really survive very well, you know, whatever comes up, because, you know, we have you know, resources that we can turn to, you know, in order to get, you know, guidance, like you're mentioning, you know, keep away from the sugar, keep away from the artificial things that they put in food, you know, and you know, try to eat better and live a more balanced, you know, natural life, so that our natural immune system will take care of a lot of these problems, you know. Just naturally, that's what Allah built the system for, you know, to confront these things, these disease and pathogens that are out there, you know. And if the immune system is healthy by, you know, living a healthy life, basically, then, you know, you're ahead of the game, you know, you're ahead of the game.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we getting some good information here now today. Yes, we are. I saw Brother Amin on here. He was back off. I was going to ask him to come try. I saw Brother Muhammad on here too, but I guess we were doing so much talking. They think we didn't need to hear what they had to say.
Alhamdulillah.
We've been keeping the line hot.
Alhamdulillah. Uh-huh. But I want to say one thing too, is that what we have to do now too is start growing our own food. Back in the day, because I remember back in the days when I was a child, I never remember going to the store buying a cake. I never did. You know, and we always had our own food, grow our own greens and tomatoes and stuff like that. I said that's what it is, because the food is not real. Then they're using that. Here it is. You got trees that don't grow fruits. you know, you have a tree that don't grow fruits, and then you have a fruits that don't have seeds, you know, that kind of thing, you know. So that food is not real, and that means that it's not going to give you all the nutrition and all the things that you're supposed to have, and plus it's poison. Because then that's not real.
Yeah. Well, I'm guilty. I do like seedless grapes because I don't have to spit the seeds out, so I'm guilty buying those seedless grapes, you know.
You may be guilty of that, but just stop and think about it. Grapes grow on a vine, and that's the way God made it. That's the way Allah made it. Grapes grow on a vine, and they have seeds, like watermelon and all. And that's what we're supposed to eat.
Right.
How are we going to keep healthy eating something made by man that's been taken away and out of Allah's hands of the original growth? The original start of it,
yeah.
The original growth of it.
Yeah.
There's watermelon.
Yeah, the original pattern. The original pattern that Allah created for the fruit. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying? And I just be, and
yeah.
I love all fruit, most fruits, but I love grapes. But I can't eat, I just can't bring myself to eat the grapes and the watermelon without seeds. Because after a while, what's going to happen to the grapes and the watermelon? Nothing is going to be natural. Because there's no seeds to it.
As-salamu
alaykum. You can't grow them no
and
more.
Guess what?
There won't be no seeds to grow no more.
But guess what I found out? You could eat the seeds, the rind, you could everything on the watermelon is a medicine. Look it up.
That's right. And it's medicine in the seeds. People now talk about putting
that's
seeds
right.
in the blender and crushing them up and eating them, like seeds from avocado, even with that. You'd be surprised
yeah.
how that helps with the circulation and all that kind of stuff in different parts, health parts of the body. As big as that seed is. Oh, I just can't pull myself to eat them. And then if you notice, too, they're sweeter than the original grapes. The grapes that are seedless are sweeter than the original grapes. Now, the watermelon, I don't bother, period. If they say seedless watermelon, I just don't bother with it, period. But I did test it out on the grapes to see if they might have had some small seeds in it, which was supposed to have been the beginning of growing grapes again on the vine or something like that. But the part, they don't give you no little small seeds. I haven't seen any in the watermelon. I love watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew melon and all that stuff. If Monsanto has really messed up a lot of stuff. And you can test it if you mess with Monsanto stuff. You can be charged and sentenced for messing with Monsanto's crossbreeding stuff. Makes big money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he makes big money, man. Yep. Well.
Right.
It's bad. It's really bad. We have to just use, like you said, yeah, and a lot of us do still have, I think Brother Muhammad, I got to get him in touch with him because he was on here, but he went off. He was going to talk about traveling to the North Carolina to the brother's place or farm where he has an established down there of their own, owning their own business. And he's just been going back off, so I can't get that input. We will we'll be all right. We'll come back to it. Come back to it. Okay, anybody else have anything to contribute? Oh, everybody's hand is on. Yeah, okay. Okay. We have any more readings from our cell phone about the children's place in the virus? I would like to emphasize that more because winter is right around the corner, and this cold weather is coming in. And they already starting talking about it and how bad it's going to be because of two other strands that are practically new that they want to introduce. And since it's gone from the nasal passage, you know, to the throat, and gone from there to the lungs, and that's, you know, that's really, that's, oh, because your lungs can get, you have pleurisy with the fusion. When you too much fluid around the lungs, the wall of the lungs cause you not to be able to breathe. You got people with COPD, you know, that have been smokers and whatever kind, and their lungs, they can't hardly breathe. So then you got allergies that come up that causes some people not to be able to breathe as well sometimes, you know, certain times of the year. So all these things now, we're in the medical field, you know, all these things you think about. And I'm a retired nurse now. I retired since 2005. So I miss it. But your mind just, like they say, once a nurse, always a nurse. May not be as active as you were before when you were younger or whatever. I move as fast as you can before, but you can read. You can read, you know how to connect some things together too, you know. Knowledge has its advantages and disadvantages with people. So you just have to, like my grandma used to say, cycle through that stuff. Cycle through that stuff. Okay, well, I have something else I wanted to read in the Muslim Journal, but I want to say that for the brothers, that's, and read that with them. And you're talking about your food and all that stuff, and they're talking about the Earth Talk, tree seed shortages compounded by drought and wildfire. So there's another thing. Some more of our natural foods don't have no seeds. Seeds are going to be scarce now. So, oh boy. Yeah, I wish I could just sit down and read this Muslim Journal in one day, but I don't have that kind of that time. So I read it in a few pages at a time. Anybody else have anything else they want to contribute or offer? I'm waiting on the Sharifa and Brother Muhammad. Yeah. It's just something, you know. Maybe, and this also in includes health. We can talk about health. Yeah, we can talk about health. Talk about the soul. Yes, indeed, we can do that.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Rock my salah, better car too. Yes, she is. Go right ahead.
Inshallah, we'll be back. We're going to make salat, my
yep,
real.
Salat.
Inshallah, we'll be back.
Yeah, we talked about that, didn't we? Where you should take a break and when it's time for salat and then come back on. But then we can make it up because when you're paying money for something like this right here, you know, you want to go on for those who can.
Right. Right. So we'll be back, inshallah.
Okay.
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 Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Rahmatullah barakatuh. Okay. Okay. We were talking about, I didn't read that, about the mental health crisis of moms and what you need to know. If y'all remember, when we first started with this right here, the message of concern and then the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, we also included the parents, especially the mothers, because they go through, they have they have to think about them, the psychological effect that it has on them as well, with children not being able to go to school and them having to go to work, and a lot of them not having that when they were so strong on the mothers that could teach at home, the homeschool with their children, you know, that they have to have diplomas, you know, and some parents were just not forced to graduate from high school, even though they might have gone that extra mile, you know, that last year and dropped out and didn't get a diploma and didn't have the time because of work, have the time to go back to school to do a GED in order to get a high school diploma. So therefore, it was a psychological effect on them, even trying to help their children when they were out of school. So I saw this particular thing about the female, and I said, well, maybe I should read about them, you know, because they count a lot. I would say more so than the fathers, because the fathers are going to get out there, and you know, the ones that have a job, they want to get out there and go to their job, but they will tell the mother, well, maybe you shouldn't go to work, then maybe you should stop working and just take care of the children, you know, stay home and take care of the children. But nowadays, we know sometimes how hard that is, or how much of lack in financial situations that they have to stay home and can't work, because every little bit helps, and we know that. Every little bit helps. So I was trying to look for this about the parents on page 8. No. Oh, what page was that? Oh, wow. Oh, here it is, page 11. Get to that. I guess definitely about tearing up this paper, but that's the reason why I tear it up, because I like to put every page, whatever comes right after the first page, in a continuation, I like to fold it over and have it right up, right up under the other. But and then I miss out on keeping my pages together. It's not so easy for me to get it back together again to read what I want to read. Okay, here we are, though. Alhamdulillah. It says, A Mental Health Crisis of Moms, What You Need to Know, by State Point Media Newswire. National. A new survey reveals that the mental health of American moms is going largely unattended, with many living under a near constant state of stress and few seeking support to ease the burden. The research commissioned by MDLIVE and Evernorth Company, and leading provider of virtual care services in the United States, finds that 33% of mothers feel stressed or overwhelmed by their responsibilities as a mom at least 5 days a week. Oh, wow. That's terrible. Drivers of their stress and anxiety may include financial concerns, ripple effects of the pandemic, including the mental health crisis among teens, work responsibilities, and being a caregiver. simultaneously to both children and aging parents. Yet, for many moms, the respect of managing their mental health has become a source of stress in and of itself. For 37% of moms, concerns about their own mental health are among their biggest stresses, second only to finances. 40%. Possibly even more concerning is that 70% of moms admit to holding back their feelings and not telling their partner or family when they're stressed. And 61% feel that they have no one to turn to or confide in for help. Our research shows that many moms are suffering in silence and not getting the support they need, says Dr. Shakira Esponda Campos, who brings more than two decades of direct practice experience to her role as behavioral health and medical director at MDLIVE. This is a medical doctor live, MDLIVE, all capitals. I cannot stress enough how important it is for them to prioritize their own well-being to help moms manage their mental health. MDLIVE offers the following tips. Prioritize self-care. Recognize that practicing self-care is not selfish. In addition to things like eating well, exercising, practicing good hygiene, getting enough sleep, and seeing a healthcare professional routinely for preventive screenings and other care. Self-care also means taking time to pursue hobbies or personal interests that bring you pleasure or fulfillment or offer you a way to relax and unwind. Activities you may have abandoned after having children because it would mean time away from family responsibilities. Practicing self-care puts one in a better position to help care for others because your own well-being is in check. Make time to cultivate relationships. Connecting with people who are important to you is essential to mental health. Make it a priority to spend time with partners, family, friends, colleagues, or anyone else who may be important to you, away from this house and kid and children, even if it's just for a short period of time. Number three, seek help when struggling to manage stress and anxiety. If your emotional state is interfering with your daily life, if you're having difficulty controlling your mood, withdrawing from loved ones, feeling fatigued, having trouble sleeping, lacking motivation, or frequently zoning out. Sound like me. It's definitely time to seek professional help. Acknowledging the importance of mental health care, many health plans and employers have expanded the resources available to their members and employers in recent years. New options include digital tools that can help with tracking mood, support meditation, help build life skills, and provide self-care advice. Additionally, telehealth visits with behavioral health professionals offer private, convenient, quality care quickly. For example, MDLIVE's platform makes it easy to search for providers and schedule appointments with one of their psychiatrists and licensed therapists. MDLIVE is a covered benefit for more than 60 million Americans through health insurers such as Cigna, Aetna, certain Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, and many regional and local plans. To learn more or to register, visit www.md. DLIVE.com. Those are all lowercase. Although it's natural to feel like you need to be a superhero, it takes a toll. Better believe it. You should never feel like you're alone in your mental health journey or that you need to suffer in silence. Dr. Espanda Campos. That's good advice. Yeah, that's good advice. They got children here, like they're climbing the wall, tearing up stuff, and they got the parent, the mother here, looking at her cell phone with a cup of coffee in her hand, got the father on the other hand, racing for time, pointing at his watch, and with a, like he's yelling about his time to do this and time to do that. And that's good explanations in the way they got these pictures here. Yeah, this is a good reading Muslim journal. So I had to mention that about the parents and what they go through, especially the mothers. Fathers seem to be easy. Well, they know that they're the breadwinners, so they can easily pass that on to the mother, get up and get themselves ready to go out the house every morning and come back in the evening and all that kind of stuff. But it's not so easy for the mom. I've experienced it myself. Not so easy. No. Okay, so Sister Sharifa is back. I see. And are you ready, Sister Sharifa? You or Brother Muhammad? Well, maybe they're not back yet. Okay, maybe they're not. Or something because I have a headache now. I'm not going to expound on that. Maybe that'll be something that the brothers can handle because that is propagation where it says, serve the community and the people will come by permission of Allah. That's a good title there. What is Generation Z? Sparks Great Resignation. I don't know what that is. I didn't read on that one. So I won't try to read it now. Maybe somebody else will know what it's about. Have something else to say? Okay, I'm going to do a little nutrition right here, right now. And it shouldn't hurt. It's always okay for that. And I'm going to read. I'm going to read on page 17 in this issue of the Muslim Journal, June 18th through the 24th. Page 17, it speaks on, this is Earth Talk, speaks on what I mentioned before, tree seed shortages compounded by drought, wildfire, by Alexander Burke. It says, an expanding lithium mine in Arizona is threatening the Hualapai tribe's cultural and historic sites. Photo courtesy of Richard Martin. Okay, it says, Dear Earth Talk, is it true that a tree seed shortage is jeopardizing reforestation? Okay, Dear Earth Talk, is it true that a tree seed shortage is jeopardizing reforestation efforts across the American West following so many bad wildfire seasons in a row? If so, what can everyday people do to help? By Helen, question asked by Helen K. Barrow, Vermont, right? It's VT, Vermont, okay. It says, wildfires have been mainstay on the news of late, and in the United States and across the world, we are witnessing fires that are more intense than ever before. With warmer and drier conditions brought on by climate change, scientists project a 33% increase in wildfires by 2050 and a 57% increase by the end of the century. Wow, wow. The Western U.S. is seeing the worst drought on record in the past 1,200 years, causing wildfires to spark earlier and more often. As a result, public interest in reforestation efforts has skyrocketed. If a deforested area is left unattended to, the wrong species of trees might grow back, disrupting the ecosystem. Trees are carbon dioxide, CO2, as they grow, so they are crucial tools in fighting climate change. Functioning as what is called a carbon sink by capturing and sequestering the carbon. Not only is there bipartisan support for more tree planting, but corporations are also showing interest in mass tree plantings to sequester carbon. Oh, yes, sequester carbon. Okay, to offset pollution. Companies are willing to invest not only in tree planting, but in the long-term survival of the trees once they are planted. Increasing investment in tree planting and maintaining the trees as they mature is a great step forward for ecological restoration and carbon sequestration. Sequestration, yeah, S-E-Q-U-E-S, sequestration. But there is one flaw with this plan. There is a shortage of seeds. According to the Department of Natural Resources, capital D, capital N, capital R, nurseries will need to more than double their production of seedlings to keep up with the current demand for trees. While it may seem like a simple resolution, as the climate changes, the behavior of seed-producing trees changes as well. Seed scarcity is linked with temperature increasing and drought conditions brought on by climate change. In periods of extended drought, trees respond by stopping the production of seeds. Additionally, especially at lower elevations, the warmer weather results in more insects that will eat away at the remaining viable seeds. Harvesting seeds, a little bit more. Harvesting seeds is a sensitive process. To ensure the long-term success of a tree, the seeds that are collected have to come from the same geographic region as well as the same elevation that you plan to plant the tree. Another piece to this puzzle is the wildfires. Hotter, drier conditions are exacerbating the frequency and severity of wildfires, reducing the number of seed-producing trees in the ecosystem. This, in turn, is putting more stress on nurseries to provide not just seeds but trees themselves. Even though you may not have the knowledge to collect seeds yourself, you can be part of the solution. Increasing seedling production is an expensive task, and donating to organizations like the National Forest Foundation or the Arbor Day Foundation can be invaluable in supporting reforestation. And then they got volunteers with the U.S. Forest Service is another way to make a difference. Then they have a different context. So that's that. With that. Sister, is your sister back yet? Okay. No. You're back. Okay, you finished with a prayer. Okay, then, sister.
What were you reading from, Dai? Was that from the Muslim Journal?
Yeah, it was from this Muslim Journal, yeah. And the same issue, June 18th through the 24th. And I was reading the Earth Talk. Is it Earth Talk? I think it was Earth Talk. I just turned the page, too. Turned it over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, it's Earth Talk. It was. Yeah, it was Earth Talk. Page, Earth Talk, page 17.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So now, what was it that you were going to do? Look, my mind is getting a little fogged up in there. Getting hungry. What was it that we need to pray to? What was it y'all were going to do specifically? Oh, talk about health and the products, which is a business, like, you know, that you have.
Yeah,
if you can expound on that a little bit, Brother Muhammad.
Oh, yeah. This is the business for students. I'm quite sure if should I be speaking on my business in particular.
Uh-huh.
So you read about seeds, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, this is the company called Rain International. And we're the world leader in seed nutrition. So you were right on the topic, on the subject, seeds.
Oh, Allah.
Yes, seed nutrition. We're a world leader in seed nutrition.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, it's on the article you read, everything starts with the seed, right?
Right.
And we're world leader in seed nutrition, straight to market.
Okay.
Seed nutrition.
Seed nutrition, okay.
Yeah. So you
realize
go through, oh yeah, right. You're right on it. Right on it. Reading about seed nutrition. And we're a world leader. That's it. Fresh to market. You know what fresh to market means? You're the first one out there. That means you got a jump start on everyone else because you're the first seed based nutrition company. Nobody else has it. You're the first one. So that means you're way ahead of anyone else. By the time everyone catches on, the majority, because there are a few people already that has caught on to it, because been out there for 11 years. It's coming November, 11 years.
Okay.
That means there's 11 year jump on those that are not familiar with seed nutrition. And
okay,
the number one ingredient in this product
is
the cumin black seed. Cumin black seed. Isn't that something? We all know, I mean, not all of us, but most of the world know about the cumin black seed.
That's right.
We know what Prophet Muhammad said about the black seed. It says it's a cure for anything except death.
Yeah, that's right.
Now the alert world is well aware of Prophet Muhammad and what he said. We heard Christians and Jews and Buddhists, a whole lot of people, they didn't know about the Qumran Black Seed. It's in the Minute product.
Yeah.
And the Black Seed also, the Qumran is in the Bible, in two places in the Bible.
Is that right?
In Matthew, yes, in Matthew and Isaiah. So you know how many people read the Bible, you know, so they are familiar with the Qumran seed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at all.
And we are
Qumran now. Black seed, Qumran oil, Qumran hair dressing, pomade. Black seed. They call it black seed, but like you said, cumin. So, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, so we're right in tune here. We're trying to get everyone to find out more about seed nutrition. Some people tell them, they go a blank going their face. What's he talking about? Seed? What's seed nutrition? Are we talking about a fertilizer or something? No. They're one of the leaders of the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time they had never heard. I mean, it's one of the big leaders of the company. They've been doing this health work for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they had never heard about seed. What's this seed nutrition? It's years now. Oh yeah, they've been doing this work trying all over the country, all over the world, in different countries, north, east, south, and west, and Europe, and Africa, Asia, and all these companies, and never heard of Black Sea.
Wow, that's really amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yes, I'm glad you got there, so we came back right in time.
Sure did, right on time.
So has anyone else called in since we took a break?
What'd you say, Brother Muhammad?
I said, didn't anyone else call? I know Ka'an and Brother Rashad was on when we left. So anybody else come
Muhammad
on in the
was
meantime?
On here, but Brother Muhammad was on here, but he hung up, went back out. I guess he went to... Maybe
he
went to make
salad
or something.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe we'll come up with a system where everybody can take a opportunity to make the prayer, whether they have to make it up. Maybe three or four people can do the call while the other are going to make prayer. Then they come back
that's
and
right.
then others can make prayer. You know, that's mm-hmm. what the end of Prophet Muhammad's time. Remember say, while some pray and others are watching. After they finish making prayer,
that's
then they come up. So we'll be right on time for the prophet.
Right on time. Oh, Alhamdulillah. I ain't too bad, Emma.
Oh, you're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, I appreciate y'all's input, and I see somebody else's hand who's come up here, believe it or not. Wow, where has he been? I think it's Mr. Abdullah Rasul Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bro.
Sound like somebody we know.
Sound like somebody I know, don't it?
Right.
I sound like some Brother Akbar. Look at him. And then he had a nerve to hang up. Then my phone dropped. Had a nerve to hang up. Something else. He just went out to get something, and he's supposed to be on his way back. Maybe it's his signal. Let me know he's on the way back, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are we all still here?
Yes, we're still here. And we're still here. Yeah. But Brother Rashad is still on here. Brother Rashad, you got anything else to say? He's just holding on, I guess. So tell us, explain to us about the soul. You can explain to us about the soul now, but that seems like right now is the number one interest about the soul product. We only have a few more minutes. Well, we got 8:52, yeah. We can finish it up by 8:52 now, so we can finish it up by talking about that product, that particular product.
Okay.
I need to learn.
Okay, I'll tell you. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about my history. Matter of fact,
okay.
I retired in 2002. I said I've been selling something since I was 6 or 7 years old. But anyway, in 2002, I said I'm going to stop selling anything. I'm not going to get involved in anything else. So what I did, I checked my company, and they found out that you could what you call freeze your pension. So I went with the company. They said, "Yeah, you can freeze your pension if you like to." So how'd that work? He said, "Oh, how?" He asked how old was I and all that. I told him. He said, "Okay, if you have other streams of income, or you got money coming in, well, you can stop freeze your pension for now for the next 4 years. That means you can stop working." If you got money coming in someplace else. Right. And so in that way, you just, we call freeze your pension. And when you come 62, you can start receiving your pension. So that's a good idea. So anyway, I said what I was going to do. Something always comes up. You know, everything you hear about another product, you want to get involved in something else. You know, when you're selling and distribution different products. So I said, what I'm going to do, I'm not going to get involved in nothing else. But then, after 14 years of retirement, brother came on one morning. He said, I just found out about a new company, and here's the product. He said, the number one ingredient is the cumin black seed. I said, wow, yes. I came out of retirement after 14 years of retirement, and I got involved with this company called Rainers and that. So that's how I got started with it, when I heard about that cumin black seed. That's right. So I came out of retirement. So that's how I got involved with Rainers. 6 years ago.
Wow, okay. I think I might remember that too, which you were advertising that and talking about that rain. Who else? Did we have some business thing going on? Was it Lifeline or was it some kind of discussion?
It was on Lifeline too, because we have a business call on Saturdays. Every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock on Saturdays.
Yeah, I think that's where I did first hear about it. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I've been wanting to try it out and couldn't think of it. Coral calcium, we don't see it. I mean, we don't have it anymore. Not the right, the straight coral calcium, you know, the good kind. Because so many, the Koreans and all this stuff, they're not making it up. I think some other places. It's not straight like it was when Imam W. Muhammad had it.
No. Yeah, that was the time we had Salam Nutrition.
Yes.
Sound like Brother Rashad was trying to say something, sound like.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about some of the messages. I was kind of half asleep and kind of half listening, but I know that, you know, one of the things that is taking place now, you know, that we need more people, you know, going on, doing on, you know, providing for our own selves, you know.
I can't hear you. What'd you say, Brother Rashad?
I said we need more people, you know, growing our own, providing for our own, you know, providing our own seeds, our own fruit, doing our own things, you know, and so. We ask the Lord to help, you know, help us and, you know, help us advance forward, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, while we're waiting to grow our boo, because it takes time to plant and grow, in the meantime, you get busy right away. And this is for your health and wealth. Health and wealth. You just go online and put in raintl.com, and that'll take you to the website. And from then on, you just scroll down, find out the different products and all that we're talking about, the products sold and core. Just put in rain, raintl.com. When that takes you to the website, you just start scrolling down to read about the different products and how you make money. Well, for health and wealth. You just try it yourself and tell other people about it. Start moving from there. Yeah.
Okay, then. Sounds good enough, easy enough. I'm definitely going to have to try it myself, and as soon as possible. Yeah, I'll be with you probably in the next couple of days. Sit down and talk to Oscar about it.
Inshallah.
Well, you want to close out for us then, Brother Muhammad, since you're on the line.
Okay. All right, I'll make a dua.
Okay, that'll be good.
Oh, Allah, give us good in this life and good in the destiny, and protect our hearts from deviating after guidance has come.
I mean. Thank you all for coming and supporting me. And I appreciate all the comments and the things learned from the different conversations and pertaining to the subject, psychological effect on the minds of the world's children and their parents, the females especially. And we covered some business. And we had good conversations and good input. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. So, everybody stay safe until tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow.